I'm Diana Mason, Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing. Amanda Stefancic is a nurse manager at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, who has done a fabulous job of writing a series of articles for AJN on her unit's experience with TCAB, Transforming Care at the Bedside. The series began in September of 2008 and will continue as a monthly installment, actually until Amanda says enough already. So I'm really pleased to be talking with her today. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you so much, Diana. I'm glad to be here.
First, tell us what TCAB is for people who don't know.
Sure. TCAB, or Transforming Care at the Bedside, is a national initiative that actually began in 2003 by the Institute for Healthcare Improvement and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation as a way to improve care for patients on Med-Surg units. The initiative has gone through a few phases, and in 2007, the American Organization of Nurse Executives received funding through the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation to develop its own TCAB program. Mass General, and specifically White 10, the unit I manage, is one of 68 hospitals units nationwide participating in this program. One of the key characteristics of TCAB that sets itself aside from other performance improvement initiatives is its big focus on engaging the frontline staff and unit-based leadership to generate ideas for change. It's bottom-up in approach, and ideas do not come from administration or the quality department. And this is done with the understanding that it really is the frontline staff that know their work and their work processes the best. They know what's working in areas in need of improvement.
But I know that one of the positions of Linda Burns Bolton, who was the chair of the National Advisory Committee for the initial TCAB work, was that you get that support when you have alignment with what she calls the C-suite, the CEOs, the CFOs, the COOs, the CNO, and that if TCAB is going to be successful, it has to have that support from on high, if you will, to support staff in testing their own ideas for change.
Absolutely, Diana. Our chief nursing officer, Jeanette Ives-Erickson, is 100% behind this program and has been extremely supportive in, you know, giving us carte blanche to do what we want to do and the innovations we want to do on our unit. And even the hospital CEO and president, Dr. Peter Slavin, has, you know, recently come up to the unit and had really nice things to say about the unit. So I'm so proud of the work we're doing here, and the staff is doing a great job.
So TCAB has essentially four aims: to improve the safety and reliability of care, to improve team vitality, teamwork, so team satisfaction with the work, to improve, enhance patient satisfaction, and to add value to the work that's being done. So getting nurses back to the bedside and stopping how much time they spend on hunting supplies and gathering supplies, for example. So when you, one of the things that you've described in the series is how your team had a retreat and generated all these ideas for how they could improve these objectives or these goals, better meet these goals, these aims of TCAB.
Yep.
And so you had all these ideas. Tell us a little bit about what you believe is your most, the test of change, the change idea that you had that was most exciting, interesting, that you'd like to share with people.
Sure. I think the change that has had the most significant for the unit and the nurses and patient care has been the change that we did to our rounding process. And this change involved having the nurses actually participate in presenting their patients to the medical team in morning rounds. And just a little background on how we came about this change. At Mass General, we are in the process of transitioning over to an electronic medical record. In the meantime, we still keep two patient charts, and one of them is called the Green Book, which is a three-ring green chart that holds the patient's flow sheet and medication records. And a big source of frustration we found in the retreat was the nurses were just felt that there was a lot of competition for this Green Book. The physician group needed it to gather the last 24-hour data on the patient. Nurses needed it for pass-off, and then some of our support staff needed it. You know, the unit secretaries needed the book for to enter orders. The PCAs or our nurses' aides needed it to enter vital signs. So we actually had an idea that we would have the nurse bring the Green Book to the rounding morning rounds and actually present the clinical snapshot. So in the past, nurses had always gathered with our physician team in morning rounds, but they were often on the perimeter and not that vocal. So on occasion, they would interject their opinion or, you know, explain some of the data that the physicians were discussing. But with this new rounding change, the nurse is actually initiating the conversation and providing the clinical snapshot for the patient's last 24 hours. And this snapshot includes, you know, a reading of the vital signs, the intake and output information, and various medication updates. So no longer are the nurses now off to the side, but actually starting the discussion.
Before the intern started.
Yes, exactly. So this was the role that the intern used to take in the beginning of morning rounds. So we really began this test of change as a way to decrease the frustration and competition for the Green Books. And really on day two or three, we realized, wow, we are onto something much bigger and long overdue. We are really formalizing a role for the nurse in morning rounds. And this has just had tremendous benefits to the unit. The nurses are much more confident, and, you know, the rounds feel more collaborative and conversational to the nurses. And the physician's feedback has also been very positive. So, you know, the nurses really understand the data and can provide a better picture to the physician sometime as to why the patient's heart rate might look like that or why their blood glucose value may be as it is. So I'm very confident that patients are also benefiting from this change and improved collaboration.
It's actually very exciting to hear. I actually had experience at a hospital where we were working to get nurses to participate in rounds, and they actually ended up being more like wallflowers, and mm-hmm. I think part of it was that we didn't carve out a role for them the way you and your team have carved out a role for the nurses on the rounds, so I applaud you. But I know it wasn't always easy. What was the greatest challenge that you faced with this work?
For this particular change, we had great buy-in. We talked to the physician group that was on our unit. We are an academic medical institution, so we do have interns and residents that do rotate through our unit on a frequent basis every 2 weeks or 4 weeks. So we had a great few weeks. It was a little, you know, rocky at first with the nurses learning their new role and the physicians learning, you know, to listen to this snapshot from the nurse's perspective. But some of the challenges came when the teams changed, and there wasn't, you know, I own some of this, that there wasn't a lot of good communication during the change. So I think we could have done a better job, or I could have done a better job making sure that the next team that came in knew about this change. So it was a little rocky at first, but we've been gathering a lot of great data to support this change. And, you know, this is a model that I believe is used in a lot of intensive care unit settings. But it was really innovative to bring it to a general medical unit.
And we might also add that that this project has focused, the TCAB project focused originally on medical surgical units, mm-hmm. believing that those are among the most neglected places in hospitals, mm-hmm. and that if you could empower staff on those units, you could take this anywhere. So, and I know the first phase got fabulous results and responses from the nurses. So tell us a little bit about what your nurses think about this. I mean, it's not just this change. It's a number of changes. You're continually looking at how to improve the care that you're providing, and that takes time, doesn't mm-hmm. it?
Definitely. It definitely takes time, and I think our just challenges are managing change in general. But I think we have a very change agile staff, and they welcome change. They're motivated and excited. We go through highs and lows, and I need to really be able to read the staff. So when we're going through a high, I really push them a little harder, and when we're going through a lull, you know, just ease off, and you know, whatever that is distracting them, you know, I know that that will pass and they'll be back, you know, on task. So it's really getting them to see the bigger vision of what TCAB is all about, and that it's not a project, it's not a program that's going to be around for 2 years, but it's really trying to get them to see the bigger vision, and that TCAB's here to stay, and that it's a way of practicing.
Mm-hmm. So if I have an idea, if I'm a nurse on your unit and I have this, what I think is a fabulous idea, what do I need to do to get support for trying it out?
So Basically, we have TCAB Tuesday meetings, which was identified as a best practice from some of the earlier TCAB hospitals, just to really keep the project or, excuse me, the initiative moving forward. So basically, if you have an idea, you just attend one of our TCAB Tuesday meetings and present the idea to your peers. And we use the IHI's model for improvement. And
IHI being the Institute for Healthcare Improvement.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And we develop an aim statement for what we're trying to actually accomplish, and then start using the Plan, Do, Study, Act or Plan, Do, Check, Act model, and really just flesh out, you know, a timeline, what things need to be done, who's going to be responsible for that, those pieces. And then what's really great is getting the staff to be more in tune to data and measuring. So how will we know if this test of change that we're doing will be successful? So that's where I think I offer some support sometimes is the staff may not be aware of all the databases that exist in the hospital or other measures that, you know, would help them, you know, add strength or, you know, show that the change was effective.
And one of the principles, from what I understand, is that you test this out first, not on the whole unit perhaps, or not in the whole hospital. You're doing this at small steps at a time to see, is it work in this one instance? And then is it worth spreading? Is it worth maintaining? Tell us a little bit about how you go about it.
Yep, so the focus is on small tests of change so that if something isn't working, we would be able to intervene quickly and fix it on a small scale instead of having, you know, we have on White 10 have a 20-bed unit, so we would hate to roll out a big initiative to all 20 beds, find out that something wasn't working and have to change the test on every bed. So, for instance, when we moved our high-use supplies from a central location into the patient's room at the patient's bedside to prevent nurses walking around to multiple areas to retrieve frequently used clinical supplies, we tested it in one room first, one semi-private room, and we tested it for about a week. And during that week, we were really evaluating to see, you know, were the right supplies in that container. Or was there anything we forgot to add? And then we gradually rolled out to, you know, to 3 rooms, then 5 rooms, then 10 rooms, and then the whole unit.
Mm. And you're still using the bins in the room?
Yes, we are. That's great. One of the favorite changes that we've done.
That's great. Well, this is a way of life, so I can't ask you really what's next because you're doing this all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe you could share with people, there has been a lot of interest in TCAB, and do you have to be part of this project to do TCAB? Mm-hmm. Is there a place for people to get more information on TCAB?
I would say the AJN TCAB series would
good,
be a great
good.
Start. There are some great websites out there. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation has a great website. The Institute for Healthcare Improvement has a lot of information on TCAB. I'm sure a quick Google search of TCAB would, point you in the right direction. But I would say go for it. You don't have to be part of the, the national initiative that we're doing right now.
And there are resources in your series. We do include some URLs to the websites that you spoke about, mm-hmm. and people can get more information.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I wanted to ask you, so you've been writing this series. You were new to being an author, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, I was.
And I wondered what advice you would give to nurses who might want to write for publication.
I think it was an extremely positive experience, and I would just, I would go for it.
You have to
there.
Make time?
I'm sorry?
You've had to make time, right?
I have had to make time, yes. But it's time that, I love. It doesn't feel like work. I love doing it. I love the writing piece. It was a challenge for me and something that's still challenging, but I'm so glad that I think the initial publication is the hardest, and it's getting a little bit easier, but still a lot of work and a lot of time commitment, but so rewarding, and just I think it's so important for nursing in general just to publish as much as you can, and we're all doing fabulous things. We just need to share it more often.
Well, you've done an amazing job, and you're an amazing nurse leader, Amanda Stefancic.
I
intend to follow your career and keep tabs on you. Thank you so much for the great work that you're doing on the TCAB series for AJN and for talking with me today.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking with Amanda Stefancic, the nurse manager on White 10, the unit at Mass General Hospital that is a TCAB unit. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you so much, Diana.